Breakfast Radio is on the air.
You've tuned into the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Good afternoon. What is more shocking than a pro-life congressman encouraging abortion? Well, today we're going to find out. My name is Seth Dreher. I'm sitting in for Mark Harrington on The Mark Harrington Show. And today we're going to talk about a cultural topic that is very vital and timely, but one that reflects more upon us than upon the individual at the center of the controversy. And of course, this is the situation with Tim Murphy, Representative Tim Murphy. Now, as I come to you now discussing this issue with you, we have a team in Michigan on the streets and also on the campuses engaging people in conversation about abortion. We have another team here in Columbus, Ohio at Capital University. There's a lot going on, a lot of things we could talk about, but today I want to talk about specifically a cultural issue, again, which hit the news last week with Representative Tim Murphy's scandal that I'll unpack in a few moments. But again, my focus is we have a lot of things going on, a lot of topics we could discuss. I want to talk about how, as a culture, we respond to things when we hear about these tragic stories and what that reveals about us. But first, let's talk about what happened last week, because if you've been watching the Twitterverse or Facebook or the traditional media, you've probably heard something about Representative Tim Murphy, the representative, the congressman from Pennsylvania. Now, the reason this has caused such a stir, what he did, is because of who he is. Representative Tim Murphy is a Republican. And not only a Republican, but he is someone who is part of the pro-life caucus in the United States House of Representatives. This is a man who has been voting against abortion. And just last week, Representative Murphy voted for the 20-week ban, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Don't know if you heard about that, but the 20-week ban, this Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, is one which is to ban abortions after 20 weeks. The reason for that is even though there's some dispute among scientists on when babies feel pain, even most liberally motivated scientists would agree that a baby certainly can feel pain at least at 20 weeks. So we're saying, even though all abortion is wrong, let's start by limiting it by not killing those who feel the dismembering. Now, you know our position at Created Equal. We believe that all humans are created equal. It's wrong to kill any preborn child. But this bill in Congress is a step toward saving some babies. We must save some. We shouldn't stand by while they're dying. And Representative Murphy voted for this bill. This was not the first time he voted for a bill to limit abortion, to help babies, to help their mothers and fathers. But as he did that last week at the same time, you probably heard the story, news came out that Tim Murphy was not only having an extramarital affair, but he actually encouraged the girlfriend with whom he was having this affair to have an abortion. Everyone was shocked. The woman's name was Shannon Edwards, and she posted on Facebook telling him, "You have no issue putting your pro-life stance everywhere while encouraging us to consider abortion." Now, this is clearly hypocritical, right? We have this man who publicly is opposed to abortion, privately encouraging abortion. Now, again, though, what I want to consider, because that's kind of old news now, that was last week, everyone's heard this. What I want to consider is the cultural response to Tim Murphy. And not only response to Tim Murphy, but something even more shocking, this dark hidden secret in the American closet. But first, what about the response to Tim Murphy? Well, when this came out, what he was doing, there was response on both sides, on the left and on the right. And what we saw was generally agreement, disgust, horror, frustration, anger at this hypocrisy of someone publicly opposing abortion while privately encouraging abortion. So first, let me share with you something from NARAL. Now, NARAL is an organization that maybe has gone through, at least name-wise, some identity crises throughout time. First, they were the National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Laws. Then they became the National Abortion Rights Action League. Today, they've changed their name again. They're now the National Abortion Reproductive Rights Action League. But anyway, all these name changes are probably why they go simply by NARAL Pro-Choice America. But let me show you what they said last week after the news hit. They posted on Twitter their thoughts related to this issue. Naral said, the House Republicans know the Representative Tim Murphy scandal revealed their blatant misogyny and hypocrisy, and that it's a liability for them in 2018. Now, you can see here Naral's trying to score political points, right? Because they think the whole GOP, everyone opposed to abortion, clearly they're just a bunch of misogynists who want to control women's bodies. They're trying to score political points. What we see here is their response was one of calling out hypocrisy. And now, they're a figurehead for the left, for the pro-choice movement, but even your common average citizens were tweeting about this using the same word, hypocrisy. Let me share with you another tweet from just an average person named Arlo. And Arlo posts on Twitter, not the same thing as Naral, but similar. Arlo said, you want to talk hypocrisy? Let's talk Republican Tim Murphy, who tried to force his mistress into an abortion. See the same word there, right? Hypocrisy. That was the buzzword. People saw this man saying, don't have abortions, ban abortions, whilst privately encouraging it. On the left, they appropriately called this hypocrisy. And that's the same thing we saw on the right. Those who oppose abortion were also calling this hypocrisy. And again, rightfully so. Just to share with you two examples. One, we can throw up the picture of Albert Mohler. Albert Mohler is someone who has daily a briefing podcast where he talks about cultural issues. And Albert Mohler in his podcast last week, Mohler being the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, he called this hypocrisy in a high office, glaring and clear. And Mohler was not alone. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins said this was disappointing, disgusting, disturbing, disappointing and disturbing, and saying that this, when you have disturbing behavior like that in a public office, there are clearly ramifications. So the reason we take a little quick trip through the cultural response is to see that appropriately, we had agreement, left, right, whether you're trying to score political points or just respond to the issue, we had general agreement last week. What happened was clear hypocrisy. When you have someone who opposes abortion publicly, privately encouraging that, this is hypocrisy, this is shocking, this is wrong. So yes, what Tim Murphy did was horrible and wrong, but what is comforting is the fact that we as a culture responded appropriately, calling him out. He initially said he wasn't going to run for re-election. Then Speaker Paul Ryan said he had received his resignation, that Tim Murphy was stepping down. This is appropriate. But there's something more shocking than what happened last week. But before we get to that, what is more shocking, let's take a side note here. Because many people like Naral who are trying to score points, many people were trying to use this as an example to show how the entire case against abortion is really just one of misogyny, one of trying to control women's bodies. And that is simply false. Annalise Pastor was someone else on Twitter. I don't have the picture for you, but let me just read to you what she said on Twitter. She said, oopsies, did Tim Murphy accidentally reveal that the GOP's abortion stance isn't about morals, but about controlling women's bodies? Now, she tried to say that this example showed that anyone like me, like you watching, anyone who opposes killing babies is really just trying to control women. Now, that's just not true. What happened with Tim Murphy showed hypocrisy of character, his individual behavior. He as an individual, yes, he's been living hypocritically. But it does not reflect at all upon the case against abortion. Now, if you recall, you've been listening to Mark, you know what the case against abortion is. It's not that Mark says abortion's wrong, Tim Murphy says abortion wrong, therefore it's wrong. That's not at all why anyone should oppose abortion. We oppose abortion because we know it is wrong to kill innocent humans intentionally, and abortion does that. Thus, abortion is wrong. Now, what happened with Tim Murphy is hypocrisy, a reflection on his character. It's not at all a reflection upon the case. Even if every individual person who opposed abortion publicly were a hypocrite, it would have no bearing upon the objective case against abortion. Because the case against abortion rises or falls not upon Seth Dreyer, Mark Harrington, Tim Murphy, or anyone else you might throw in there who is someone who publicly opposes abortion. Abortion is wrong. The ethic against abortion is clearly objective, built upon evidence. The case will rise or fall based upon the evidence, based upon what individuals believe about that evidence, not any individual person who puts the case forward. So when we see things like this happen, like Murphy or someone else, you know, we also had not a similar situation, but more hypocrisy, and not hypocrisy, but more shocking behavior with Harvey Weinstein. In the left, we had two scandals last week. When these things happen, This reflects upon personal character, not necessarily upon the objective ethics in question. So Tim Murphy's actions, what this means is not that the case against abortion is right or wrong. This means we should reevaluate his role in leadership. His actions, I think, speaking for myself, make him unfit to be a leader of our country. But that's up for everyone to decide. But it has no bearing upon the case against abortion itself. That rises or falls upon the objective case itself, which again is, it's wrong to intentionally kill innocent humans. Elective abortion does that. Therefore, abortion is wrong. Our argument is not Tim Murphy says it's wrong. He is consistent in his lifestyle. Therefore, it's wrong. That's not our case. Our case is the action itself, killing innocent humans, is wrong. But now let's jump back into the controversy, because I said there's something more shocking at play here. And I think there truly is. I was surprised by Tim Murphy, and I hope you were too, but I was not surprised by the cultural response. It was fitting. It was appropriate. But there are daily throngs across our country who show the flip side of Tim Murphy's hypocrisy, and the response is not shock. The response is not horror. The response is a mere yawn. Now, Tim Murphy was publicly opposed, privately encouraging it. What I want to consider are those who do the opposite, who privately condemn abortion, say they never have one, but publicly encourage abortion. Now, let me show this. Sometimes this is kind of, you know, portrayed as a neutrality, saying, you know, I wouldn't have an abortion myself, but someone else, it's up to them to decide. I'm neutral in the issue. Let me show you that neutrality by taking you to a conversation I had at Northland High School here in Columbus, Ohio, with various students. So let's throw up that video, Jared. Let's watch this video showing my conversation with these students. We can see their initial position of neutrality and how that eventually changed and during the course of our conversation. Let's go ahead and play that clip. What's your opinion of what you're seeing today? What do you think about it?
I'm neutral between things.
Okay.
Rather disgusting.
What could justify abortion? What reason do you think?
Maybe if you're too young or...
Okay.
Like,
what if a mother is too young? I mean, there are mothers who are 13 and have children, and it changes their life. Would it be okay for a mother to kill her child after birth, though, because she's too young?
No.
Why not? What's wrong about that?
It's not still developing. It's a developed child.
Well, but see, that sounds good, except for girls, when they're born, aren't finished developing. They don't finish developing the reproductive systems till after puberty. Right. Is it wrong to kill a newborn girl, though?
I don't think it's okay to kill anything.
No, that's my point. So you agree, it's wrong to kill a newborn girl.
Yeah.
Even though they've not finished developing yet.
Yeah.
So they've not finished developing yet. But why does that have any bearing upon, if it's wrong to kill a newborn girl who's not finished developing, how can it be okay to kill a preborn girl who's not finished developing? She's just younger, right?
No.
But I see why we have it. I see why people see that it's necessary. And I can understand that, because I'm a very understanding person.
Sure.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
But see, we can understand someone and yet not agree with what they do. I mean, I've read a story about a young woman who drove into a river, the Hudson River, with her children, her born children inside, killed her four of her kids because of her boyfriend's abuse of her. I sympathize with her and think it was tragic, but it was still wrong to drive her van into the river and kill the kids, right? So
yeah.
I can sympathize with mothers, but still wrong to take that child and dismember her, right?
Right.
At least have the baby first and maybe put it up for adoption,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, that's a heroic thing, right?
If you don't want the baby, then put
absolutely,
it up for
sir.
Adoption.
There you go. Here, anyone else who like one? I agree with you. See, people who are her heroes are those who do the good thing even when it's hard. Mm-hmm. A mother who decides, I can't raise my child, but let someone else do it, that's hard. But that's the right thing to do. That's a hero.
Definitely.
So you guys think that you have some other new thoughts about abortion now?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Jared. Let's stop it there. So what you saw, that's not unusual. This is happening every time Create Equals team goes out. And like I said at the beginning, we have a team right now in Michigan on what we're calling the road trip for life. They're going through 6 states in 4 weeks. Right now, we also have a team at Capital University outside here in Columbus, Ohio, engaging in conversation with students. But particularly at the high schools, when we go there, things like that happen. You have people come who are neutral, supposedly. They think, you know, I'm in between things. They see the reality of abortion on our signs. They talk to us and they change. But now those students, they quickly change. The girl first said, you know, I'm kind of neutral in between things. The young man said, I'm very understanding, so I understand why we have it. They quickly changed because they met someone, me, who would challenge them on their position and show them abortion. But many people never experience that. They're living with this daily hypocrisy and they're comfortable with it. And more shocking, were comfortable with it. Now, again, what is that hypocrisy? It's the flip side of Tim Murphy. Remember, recall, Murphy was publicly opposed to abortion. Privately, he encouraged it. There are people we live with, we go to school with, we work with, maybe ourselves, anyone who's maybe listening to this, people who hold the opposite view. They say privately, you know, I wouldn't have an abortion, but they publicly encourage it. They say, I wouldn't do it, but everyone else has the right to do it. They are privately opposed to abortion, and publicly, they are in support of abortion. This is hypocrisy like Tim Murphy, but it's the flip side of it. Now, but what's more shocking, again, is not the hypocrisy itself, it's the culture's response. Tim Murphy, we responded with horror, disgust, appropriate. When we see people who hold this opposite view of saying, I wouldn't do it, but someone else can, we yawn. We say, well, you know, that's really not a big deal. But this is a really big deal. What they're saying is, I would never kill my child, but it's okay for someone else to kill their child. How can we be okay with this kind of behavior? They're saying it's wrong for me to kill my baby, but I won't stop someone else from killing their baby. The culture responded with horror last week, and yet every day we see this kind of response, and we don't even care. What if our neighbors were killing their toddlers? Would we care? Or would we say, you know what, I won't kill my toddler, but they want to kill their toddler, that's okay. Now, again, I think we already see the problem with this. And if you were able to follow the video, you saw that I shared a story with these students that really showed them the problem with their view, that kind of that false neutrality, that hypocrisy. And it was a story of a young woman, a tragic story from 2011, LaShonda Armstrong. I'm not sure if you've heard of this story. When I first heard this, I was very shocked years ago, in 2011 when this happened. LaShonda Armstrong was a young woman who had a boyfriend, Jean-Pierre, who she had many domestic disputes with. And one night, the dispute got to be too much. LaShonda took her kids, as the headline says in front of you, she said, you're gonna die with me, took them in her minivan and drove directly into the Hudson River. Now, LaShonda did this not because she wanted to have a fun night driving in the river. She did this because she was pushed to extreme actions by an abusive boyfriend, Jean-Pierre. So when we see this, you know, we can respond with sympathy for LaShonda, but we all agree it's wrong, right? What if someone said, you know what, I would never drive my van into the river with my kids in it, but I'm not going to stop LaShonda. We'd say, well, that's wrong. That's wrong. It's you, when it comes to killing innocent humans, you don't say you wouldn't do it, but someone else can. That is not only hypocrisy, that is shocking and wrong. But that's exactly what the culture is saying every single day, because the children who died, the four Armstrong kids who died in the Hudson River, they were no different from preborn kids, preborn babies, except that, like you can see in the picture, they were larger. They were older. One of the kids survived, a 10-year-old named LaShawn. He was the only one who could free himself from the van, wade to the shore, and tell the shocking story of what happened that night. But others died. And those kids who died that night in the Hudson River were no different than preborn babies who die, except for the fact that they were older. But we don't choose how old we are. That's not under our control. Just like you can't choose what skin color you're born with, you don't choose how old you are. And it is wrong to treat people, to discriminate against them for something they cannot control. So to summarize so far, here's where we're at. So we had last week, Tim Murphy, for anyone who's just tuned in, Tim Murphy, maybe you saw in the headlines, he was exposed as someone who publicly opposed abortion, Republican conservative congressman in the House of Representatives, who just last week voted for the ban to ban abortions after 20 weeks gestation. He was exposed as not only having an affair with a woman, but encouraging in his private life that woman consider abortion. So we have him publicly opposing abortion, privately encouraging abortion. What happened in response was everyone on the left and the right responded with shock and horror, and this was appropriate. But what's more shocking? Every day, citizens in our country live with the opposite hypocrisy. They're not publicly opposing it. They're publicly encouraging it while they privately oppose it. And while that may be shocking in itself, what's more horrifying is people who say, that's okay. In fact, if you see a pro-lifer today who says, I wouldn't have an abortion, pro-lifer, if you want to say the word, they say, I wouldn't have an abortion, but someone else can, they're seen as this great enlightened pro-lifer that everyone can support and respect because, you know, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't have an abortion, but they're not going to force their views or ethics and be judgmental upon someone else. They're not only ignored culturally. They're celebrated. This is shocking because we would never treat other injustices that way. When we see a mother drive her van into the Hudson River, we wouldn't say that's only wrong for her, or I wouldn't do it. We say no one should do that. That is fitting. What's more shocking than Tim Murphy in our response is those who show the flip side hypocrisy and our cultural disinterest, or our celebration of those who show this kind of hypocrisy. Now, there's a reason for this. And that's what I want to get to in our final moments remaining this morning. There's really a reason for why we don't look at abortion like we do other injustices. A reason why our culture is totally comfortable with the opposite hypocrisy. Those who, you know, say, I would never have an abortion, but others can. We're comfortable with it because we don't see abortion as wrong, as an injustice. We don't see humans in the womb as persons. We see abortion not as a crime, not as a moral issue, but as just a preference. To demonstrate what I mean by this, I want to show you another clip. This happened a few years ago. I was downtown with Created Equal. We were not on the college campuses or at the high schools creating conversations, showing the images of abortion victims. We were talking to people on the streets. We were near a bus stop, actually right outside the Ohio State House, where we're also trying to pass bans on abortion to try to bring it back. And as I was there, I asked one young woman her thoughts on abortion. I'm going to play with you a short clip of our conversation that shows to you this cultural hypocrisy when it comes to abortion. So Jared, let's go ahead and play that clip showing her response, her views on abortion.
That's my whole thing. That's like no one else's decision. That should be like, oh, you can't do that because I think it's not morally okay. That doesn't involve you. Have your own kids. If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
Let's go ahead and stop it there. That's a short clip we need to have for this morning's for this afternoon's conversation.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
As you can see, in the story, so in this video, I was talking to her about abortion, asking her for her views on abortion.
I'm sorry.
You can see, maybe you can still hear her talking. And if you want to go on to Create Equal Films on YouTube, you can watch the whole video in its entirety. But really for today, what's relevant is she said, you know, it's not up to you to decide for other people. If you don't like abortion, don't have one. This is not unusual. Maybe you've heard this before. If any of you have had any conversations with your peers, your friends, your family, if you've ever told someone we shouldn't have abortion, I'm sure someone has told you, don't like it, don't have an abortion. It's not really a big deal. It's not up to you. Don't like it, don't have an abortion. Now, what we see here is this young woman was treating abortion like you would treat ice cream, right? This is truly moral relativism, this notion that truth is relative, that all moral truths are really nothing more than preferences. So this young woman says, don't like abortion, don't have one. She's treating it like ice cream, which would be like, don't like chocolate ice cream? Don't eat chocolate ice cream. But don't tell other people they can't eat chocolate ice cream. That would be really bigoted and really odd for you to tell someone, don't eat chocolate ice cream. Because even if you don't like it, shouldn't everyone get to decide whether or not they want chocolate ice cream? Well, really, I think they should. But here's the problem. Abortion is not the same as chocolate ice cream, right? But our culture treats it that way. And that's the reason for all this confusion, really, in the wake of Tim Murphy. People who think that abortion is just a preference issue, not a moral crime like rape or slavery, when they see someone like you or me or someone like Tim Murphy saying you shouldn't have an abortion, they think we're trying to limit someone's preferences, limit their ice cream choices. And thus, they really are shocked by our choice to do that. And so when they see someone like Tim Murphy saying, don't eat chocolate ice cream while eating on the side privately, they're frustrated with that kind of hypocrisy. But they're comfortable with the other hypocrisy because they think it's totally fitting for someone to say, I wouldn't eat chocolate ice cream, but you can eat chocolate ice cream. And so all of this confusing, shocking cultural mess really boils down to we have confused the categories. We have taken a moral issue like abortion and ripped it from the category of moral crimes like rape and slavery or spousal abuse. We've thrown it into that category of preference issues. And that's why we get confused. Because yeah, it's horribly confusing if someone says, you know, don't drink Coke, but then on the side, they're drinking Coca-Cola. That's hypocrisy. That's wrong. Whereas it would not be unfitting and wrong for someone to say, you know, I will choose not to drink Coke, but you can choose. When it comes to preferences, that's actually appropriate. We really shouldn't force our preferences on others. You know, I'm wearing a red sweater. That's my choice. But for me to tell other people, you should wear red sweaters or you shouldn't wear red sweaters, it's hard for me to say fast, that would be wrong, right? Appropriately, we shouldn't say that. But this is truly the confusion at heart in the abortion debate, at heart in all of the cultural issues in America today. You know, I walk onto college campuses and people tell me all the time, you should be pro-choice. And I say, I am pro-choice. I am totally pro-choice with the color of clothing you wear, with the school you go to, with the job you pursue, with the major study you pursue in college. But then I ask them, should we be pro-choice when it comes to something like killing Jews because of their ethnicity? At that time, even the ardent abortion defender will probably say, you know what, I'm anti-choice when it comes to killing a Jewish person because of their ethnicity. And they're right. And I say, great, we can build bridges here because all of us are pro-choice or anti-choice, depending on whether it's a moral crime or a preference issue. If it's preference like drinking Coca-Cola, eating chocolate ice cream, then yeah, we should all be pro-choice. But when it comes to moral crimes like abortion, like genocide, like slavery, like rape, we all ought to be anti-choice when it comes to harming innocent human beings. But that's the reason for all of our cultural hypocrisy. We see abortion like a preference issue, and therefore we are comfortable with those who say, I wouldn't do it, but others can do it. Whenever we hear someone say this, we should ask them, so you think don't like abortion, don't do it? What if we said the same thing about slavery? Don't like slavery? Don't own one. Don't like genocide? Don't kill a bunch of people. Don't like spousal abuse? Don't beat your spouse. When you reframe it that way, they see the problem. And this is what Tim Murphy and the cultural response has exposed. Our inability to reason through issues, our inability to keep moral issues in the moral category, because discourse in America is failing. You know, you turn on the news, you see people fighting back and forth, you read Twitter tweets, I showed you some tweets. There's just this inability to reason through things today. Not because we are so, well, there are many reasons for this. Sometimes it's because we don't want to reason with others. But other times it's because we have forgotten the proper categories. We don't know what a moral issue is versus a preference issue. And so we're totally comfortable with people who would not have abortions themselves, but say to other people, it's up to you. And that is the great tragedy. That's what we're facing. So are we shocked by Tim Murphy? Well, yeah, I'm shocked. I hope you were shocked. But the cultural response was appropriate. We should be shocked by that kind of hypocrisy. But what's more shocking, what's more terrifying, the fact that people you know, people I know, every day around us are walking around with the viewpoint that they would never have an abortion, but other people can. Rephrase this for them, what are they saying? They're saying, I would never dismember my baby. I would never ask someone to take my preborn child and decapitate, dismember, and disembowel her, but I will not stop others from doing that. That is more shocking. That's more shocking than one representative who has this personal hypocrisy, this view that it's okay for others in our society to rip violently into pieces tiny preborn people that are no different than you and me, except for their age. That is more shocking. So what do we do? We must expose this. We must say, so you think it's wrong for someone to publicly oppose abortion while privately encouraging it? How, if that's wrong, which it is, how can it be okay to do the opposite, to privately oppose it and say you wouldn't kill a child, but publicly say all people should decide? We must expose that hypocrisy for what it is. And we can easily do it by reminding people that moral crimes are not the same as preferences. Everyone should decide for themselves whether they'll eat chocolate ice cream. I personally, chocolate's okay. I really like vanilla ice cream with Oreos. I'm really a fan of Oreo Blizzards. People who know me well know that's my preference, but I'm not gonna force that on you. When it comes to pop, Coca-Cola, I do like Coke, but I prefer Cherry Coke. I would say Cherry Coke is better than Cherry Pepsi. Maybe I've alienated half of Mark's viewing audience. I apologize, Mark, if I did, but that's my preference. I won't force it on you. But when it comes to ripping babies apart, that's not only wrong for me, that's wrong for everyone. And when some people say it's okay for others to do that, well, they wouldn't do that, That's more shocking. That's more horrifying than one representative's personal hypocrisy. We must stand up, and this is what we must do, boldly declare that elective abortion is wrong for everyone, not just you, not just for me. It's wrong for everyone. It's wrong for Tim Murphy. It's wrong for Seth Dreyer. It's wrong for anyone watching, because it is always wrong to kill innocent human beings. Next week, Mark will be back with you. But until then, remember that we all have this task ahead of us. We all must go out to change the heart of the culture. We must take action, because every human being, whether they're black or white, rich or poor, born or pre-born, every human is created equal. Take care. Mark will be back next week.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
Createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.